Praise the Lord. Oh, it's so marvelous. The God of blessing. In this portion, we have God. Oh, wonderful. So enjoyable. What we're going to fellowship this morning is actually along the same line. You know, week by week and day by day, we're actually always on the same line. It's on the line of enjoying this dear, precious Lord Jesus. Amen. He is our life. He is our very life. And we've been in this book, The Experience of Life. So I'll just share a little bit again as we have week by week. The portion we read this week was chapter 4, the dealing with sins. So I'm going to touch on that, but not cover all of that. The matter is, I think, so crucial that we realize every part of this book, it's about experiencing the Lord as life. Amen. There's items in here. There's things that potentially could distract us. But the goal is that we would enjoy Christ. Amen. As life. To eat the tree of life is the primary matter in the church life. The central thing in our living in the church life, it's to enjoy Christ as the tree of life. So all that we get into, it's really to aid us, to facilitate our getting into this dear one and eating him. So even this matter of dealing with sins, you may wonder, well, it's about sins. Well, on one hand it is, but actually it's about eating Christ. Every chapter, almost every sentence, we should remind ourselves, this is about eating Christ as the tree of life. Amen. Well, the marvelous thing is, this portion we're in, the experience of life, it really opens the way for us in detail to confidently and directly bring us on this path. It's not actually something that is a easy thing. I mean, the way of life is narrow and constrained, and few are they that find it. Well, we want to be those that find it. Amen. Regularly, constantly, moment by moment, find and be on the way of life. Amen. So that's what this book really helps us with, to know life and to experience life, and to eat him as the tree of life. So, dealing with sins, okay? I'm just going to go through this in a brief way, not touch everything. But the point is, for us to enjoy Christ, there are matters that need to be dealt with and taken care of. Actually, barriers in our being, in who we are and what we've done, they need to get taken care of and removed so that we can enjoy him as life. That's what dealing is about. The word dealing means we deal with it. There's something that needs to be taken care of. There's some verses, Matthew 5:23, 1 John 1:7, Revelation 22:14. These are examples, and they're in here. Matthew 5:23 talks about when you're offering your gift at the altar and you remember that your brother has something against you, then you need to leave that gift and take care of it. What's that? That's dealing. Something comes up in our being as we fellowship with the Lord. We have to take care of it. Don't think that these things just happen and we just ignore them. The Lord specifically requires we deal with sins. And specifically, today we're talking about dealing with sins. This verse in 2 Corinthians 7. Having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, what is this matter of cleansing ourselves? That implies a dealing. When there's something here that's not proper and is defiling, we need to have it cleansed. So that should be kind of a light to us. We can't just go on in the Christian life in a general way. There must be specific things that we do to take care of our fellowship with the Lord, to maintain our fellowship. Another one, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us. So, here again, there's this word, if we confess. If there's a sin, we have to do something about it. Okay, that is what dealing means. It's kind of like the definition of dealing. There's a sin there we become aware of as we fellowship with the Lord. It must be dealt with. Okay? And so, what does it mean to deal with it? Well, in those verses that we read, there's actually three matters, three directions of dealing, towards God, toward men, and towards sin itself. Toward God, we confess. When we're there fellowshipping with the Lord, enjoying, maybe even at the table, we're there enjoying the Lord, eating Him, drinking Him, then He touches us. We realize, oh, there's something there. I did something, I said something, I thought something, I received something into me that was sinful. That's just light. We just need to confess it to the Lord. Say, Lord, that is sin. Thank You for Your cleansing blood. That's a dealing right there. And that opens and maintains our fellowship with the Lord. The other thing is that there is this matter of sin or the dealing that needs to be done toward men. Maybe it wasn't just something that was an inward between us and God. Maybe I did something that offended my brother Mark. You know, I said something, I did. Maybe it was something even unrighteous. The Lord touches that. That not only needs to be confessed between God and us, I need to go to Mark, apologize to him. Maybe make it right. If there's something financial, perhaps, make a restitution. Clear example is the example of Zacchaeus. He had defrauded many people as a tax collector. When the Lord came to him, he was touched. Those sins, I need to recompense those people. Fourfold, wasn't it? Anyway, whatever it is the Lord touches us, we need to take care of it toward men. And then also towards sin itself, we need to forsake it. All these are actually the matter of dealing with sin. The key thing, though, is, how does this take place? And what's the goal? The goal of dealing is to maintain and strengthen and deepen and further our fellowship with the Lord. Amen. This is actually the main thing I would say we need to realize as we are getting into this. The whole point is our fellowship with the Lord Jesus. Amen. And actually, dealing with sin only can take place properly in the context of our fellowship. It's as we fellowship with the Lord, something comes up in our consciousness, which is sin. The Lord shines on us. Sometimes it's just a convicting thing. It's like a sharp piercing. Other times, it's just an awareness. Often, as you're just enjoying the Lord, He gently shows us something. You're just there in the light, and you realize, oh, that's right. I said that to my wife. That was something sinful. Anyway, the point is our fellowship. That's what I'd like to stress this morning. We should be those that really focus. Sentence by sentence as we read this, chapter by chapter, it's about our fellowship. All these matters are experiences of life.
Amen.
Life means our contact, our fellowship, our flow and mingling with the Lord Himself. So, anyway, praise the Lord. This consciousness. So there's the object and the basis, and particularly Roman numeral 3, the basis of dealing with sins is really key. He says so many times, dealing with sins is the consciousness we have while in fellowship with God. So our emphasis, at least my first emphasis when I read with this, was the dealing with of sins. Because I knew I was sinful, lots of things to deal with. Actually, though, I kept missing, it's the consciousness while in fellowship with God. The point is our fellowship, our sweetness, our eating and drinking of the Lord. This is where it's real. The dealing with sins is real in our fellowship. I don't know how many times he talks about it's based on the consciousness we have while in fellowship with the Lord. It's while we are in the sphere of our fellowship with the Lord. So, two other things that I thought was very good was, this is not a one-time thing, but the dealing of sins is a regular thing. Now, sins, in the whole context of our journey of experiencing Christ, it's an early one. It's a large kind of, it's not the deeper sorts of dealings, but it's a very necessary one, and it's one that you know, even in Revelation 22, it says, blessed are those who wash their robes. Amen. That means, you look at the footnote, the washing of our robes, our conduct in the blood of Christ. Amen. Because they have access to what? The tree of life. Amen. And they may enter into the gates of the city. So, even there in the last chapter of the Bible, there is the cleansing, there's the dealing with sins, in order that we can eat the tree of life and enter into the city. So praise the Lord. So this chapter and this portion, number 3, is really crucial. It's really about our fellowship. Now, 2 sub-points within this point has to do with not just staying at a certain level, but we also need to broaden our fellowship. Because our sins, the Lord, we may have thousands, but He may only bring up 10. Those are the only ones we need to worry about. Just deal with those 10. Just continue to enjoy Him. And then go on. Over time, He'll bring up the others. So what do we do over time? We need to increase the things that we fellowship with the Lord in. So, you know, the brothers often tell us, talk to the Lord about everything. Every little matter. Brushing your teeth, talk to Him while you're brushing. A little thing will come up, an issue, a problem. Talk to the Lord. What's going on? Our fellowship is broadening. And our proper experience should be that as our fellowship broadens, there's things that come up. Just confess those things. Deal with those things bit by bit. So our fellowship gets broader and broader. First, we only dealt with the Lord in these matters of our living. Eventually, every matter, big and small in our living, should be in and with the fellowship with the Lord. Oh, this is a marvelous future, a marvelous life of living in fellowship with the Lord, broader and broader, more and more things until our whole life is in fellowship with the Lord. And in that journey, there are things that constantly need to get dealt with as we go on and we bring in another matter. Maybe in our work, we didn't fellowship that much with the Lord. Well, we fellowship more with the Lord about and at work. And then there's things at work we'll need to confess. Maybe how we dealt with our coworker. Maybe how we've, you know, how we managed our time. We took a longer lunch break than we, whatever it is, the Lord will shine on us. It's all a matter of maintaining the fellowship. Then we also need to deepen. Maybe there's an issue. There's some item that the Lord has dealt with us over. An item that maybe has been kind of an obsession. I knew a brother who loved cars. The Lord dealt with him. But it came back over and over, year by year. It went deeper and deeper. So item by item, it's wonderful, brothers and sisters. You consider, how will our life with the Lord be in the future? Broader and broader, deeper and deeper. And one of the items we need to do to pass this passage successfully is to deal with sins. As we go on in our fellowship, there'll be more and more sinful things that the Lord brings to our consciousness. We have to deal with them. Just confess them. Just be washed in the blood. Something comes up that you need to deal with regarding some of the brothers and sisters, go and confess to that brother. Repent. Now, get into also Roman numeral number 4, the limit of our dealings, and also second to last Roman numeral, Roman numeral 5, the practice. Some very practical things that, you know, I read this early in my church life. They've helped me my whole life. You know, what matters? If there's private matters, deal with them privately. If they've been public, you know, deal with them publicly. So all these things are a great help to us in our going on and strengthening, deepening, broadening, enriching our fellowship and enjoyment of the Lord. Amen.